Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. I'm back, and Jim's here.
Hello.
Luke's here.
All right.
And that guy, Pete Donaldson, the big fake, is here. The hairy boy's back.
Yeah.
Welcome to the preview show, everybody. My goodness, it's me, and it's good to be back, everybody.
Mm. It's good to have you back.
Thanks,
Mark.
Man. I appreciate that.
It's absolutely fantastic to have you back, because it feels a bit like it's a lot safer now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we know where we're going with things.
Like, the humidity is up.
I'm right here. I'm literally right here.
I can do a Pete-presented show once every couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Just as, like, a bit more exotic.
Yeah, okay. Pete's like a winger who's had to be who's been asked to do a defensive midfield role.
Agree.
No, I'm like a winger who, like Ryan Giggs, had to take charge of Manchester United for a few matches.
Yeah. Okay, but if Ryan Giggs only got 5 minutes every month for a Sunday league game, rather than one of them on 400 titles.
I will have you know, I had a full half at the weekend, and we won 5-2, I think.
How many of the goals were scored in your half?
I was involved in an assist that didn't go in.
An assist that didn't go in.
But the lad who I passed it to was
involved in a pass.
The lad who I passed it to was called Sam, and he's currently Hackney Shaw. So don't be rude.
You're a proper
about
Andrea
my amazing
Pirlo,
football team.
Andrea Pirlo giving a glass of red wine a go. Has anyone ever talked about the passes that didn't result in goals?
I'd love exactly. That's ultimate hipster football.
But you're saying that essentially you're suggesting that you created a goal scoring opportunity. I'd like to think it was a pass to him who was about 30 yards out. Yeah. He thought he had a pop and missed.
I was stood on the centre circle. Literally just passed it.
Threading.
Threading
it's not away. Your fault he didn't slot it away, is it? Really?
I know, yeah. Mm. You can only do your best, can't you?
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you that.
It's Andres Iniesta's birthday today.
Happy birthday to the great
man. The man
happy
who loves birthday. To thread a pass.
Mm. I can't believe you're putting that in the same sentence as Pete's 45 minutes of the
Sunday. I'm trying to get us to top-end football before we talk about the Champions League.
Seriously, it was dog pops.
What?
Oh dear, but it'll be Real Madrid who face Juventus in the final.
Mm. The Champions League final, yeah.
Much to the ire of Iniesta and his men, although they were out in a previous round.
Yeah, they forgot about
He's a passionate man, I'm sure there's still ire.
It's a thigh rubber, but the final tends to be, Jim.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're not happy by then, bad luck to you.
But not all finals have...
It is the journey.
They are two huge sides. But we were saying about this on Forza Ramble yesterday. Juventus do have a surprising lack of European pedigree. They've only won the Champions League once, and they've been beaten finalists quite a few times.
They have been in the final a number of times. Yeah, they're on for a treble.
Mm.
And the last and only time they won the Champions League, I believe, was in 1996 when Antonio Conte was at the heart of midfield.
Yeah.
The Pete Donaldson of that side.
Who did they have up front then? Ravanelli was he up front?
They had a front three of Viali, Ravanelli, and a young lad called Alessandro Del Piero.
Lovely one. Lovely stuff.
And I believe, am I right in saying when Ravanelli won that, he cashed in all his chips and went to Middlesbrough?
Yeah, and didn't he score 30 goals and. They still get relegated.
I don't know if he got 30, but forgive me.
I think he got a hell of a lot of goals in the league.
He did score a few. He scored a hat-trick on the opening day, which was lovely. That match was so long ago that Ajax had a lively forward called Nwankwo Kanu up front.
Wow.
He was lively. That's how long ago it was.
Juventus still had Giorgio Chiellini at the back though, right? That was,
yeah. Buffon,
he had 1,000 caps for Rome.
Yeah.
Buffon, I think, was 31.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
And Ajax had the wonderfully named Fred Grimm on the bench.
Yeah, I think
face like thunder.
Some sort of assistant coach at a decent level.
Under 21,
yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm sorry. And the Real Madrid Atletico game. I mean, Atletico. Away goals killed that game.
I know. Well, that's the trouble with the away goals, isn't it? But when they went 2-0 up, you thought, oh,
hello,
man,
this is on, isn't it?
Come on.
15 minutes gone?
Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
It was lovely stuff.
It wasn't.
Diego Simeone said after the game, didn't he, that that first bit was brilliant. And it was a shame the second bit wasn't as well.
Well, when the Real Madrid goal went in, Simeone just sort of, he didn't really slump in his chair. He went, oh, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
That many players, is
that what should have happened is Atletico should have got all the way back to 3 on aggregate.
Yeah.
And then the last minute of injury time, Ramos should have scored a header.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Or Ronaldo. It would have been one of the two. Ramos score a header, the game's won, and then Ronaldo gets a crappy one. And then
Ramos takes his shirt off in the celebration, gets a second yellow. Yeah.
Did you see, go on, Pete. Sorry, go on.
I was watching Ronaldo yesterday. I was thinking, has he not got the perfect temperament for managerial endeavours, so to speak? He's tempestuous, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He's angry all the time. He's got a massive ego. He wants to win constantly in spite of his financial place in the game. Like, he's incredibly rich, incredibly successful, but he still wants to win.
Yeah, but,
is that not just manager all
you're
over?
You're forgetting one thing, which often is the downfall of managers, especially in the modern game, with players who some might say are a bit more precious, whether that's a good thing or not. We'll talk about that now. But it's all about him.
Yeah.
And if you're a manager, you can't make it all about you.
Two words for you, Alan Pardew, mate.
Exactly.
Jose Mourinho.
And he's struggling of late, though, isn't he?
He's done all right, though, mate.
He's got a few bob, mate. Yeah. That's pretty trim.
Well, maybe. I tell you what, Portugal, they produce good managers, don't they?
I shouldn't let you go in front of me, because now I can't remember what I was going to say.
Yay, I've liked your mind.
Did you see the Atleti fans ripping out the seats, thinking,
I love that.
We're going to take these home, forgetting that they've got one more home match.
Where are you going to put that
in the league?
Presumably you bring it back.
Yeah. The only thing they're going to do with that is sell them to Pete Donaldson on eBay.
Yeah.
Hey, you won't even remember buying them.
I'm going to paint it Vanta black. I'm going to paint it super black.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
I mean, do you get frisked on the way out of football grounds as well? Because it's kind of a sizable chunk of plastic.
Want people to go home at that point.
They've got another home game to come up.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
You can understand if it was the very last game, you can understand the club thinking, well, doing us a favour there. We haven't got to take them away.
Yeah, the builders are going, more of this.
Yeah. Unless this is a plan we've missed. Yeah. And that is what they're going to do at the end of the game.
If it was a Premier League, Jim, they'd put them in a presentation case and sell them for about 650 quid plus VAT.
But as it's not, the fans are just going to punch the stadium down at the end of the last game.
What are they going to sit on in their home match? Are they going to have to get those little photographer's stools?
Unsafe standing.
that's what I was going to say. You see that thing that was leaked? There's been that, well, not leaked, there's a German a book come out about different finances of football and stuff like that. And that's the one that leaked that thing about the Mino Raiola fee, massive agent fee for the Pogba deal and stuff. And they were talking today, it was in the newspaper today, that Cristiano Ronaldo charges apparently £920,000 for a public appearance or an Instagram post or something like that.
Wow.
And I was chatting to a couple of colleagues earlier who have done a couple of sort of ambassador deals with ex footballers and stuff, and they worked out using the calculator you get Paul Ince for 18 years for that.
That's great. Yeah,
beautiful.
And he was a good player back in his day.
He was the governor.
Was he managerial?
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah. Very illustrious managerial career. Yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of Alex Ferguson's kind of brood weren't very good. Who are we looking at? He's Henningberg?
Hang on a minute. Steve Bruce handed you the league title.
The Nevilles. Name a better, Gary Neville. Name a better, like...
I mean, Gary Neville really never got going. I mean,
Mark Hughes.
Hughes and Bruce, isn't it, really?
Strachan.
Roy Keane, anyone?
Yeah.
I got Sunderland promoted.
It's not amazing, though, is it? Dawson. No, compared to how amazing it was.
It's not his responsibility.
It is.
I've won this amount of titles in my career. I've won like 20 trophies.
Invest in people, Luke.
Yeah. It is a fair point, because you compare it to someone like Louis van Gaal. It's a hell of a lot better if you think of the coaching.
I think it's a coincidence.
Yeah, well, maybe. I couldn't believe that. I went away for a weekend. Newcastle won the league. Portsmouth won the league.
Yeah.
Fulham made the playoffs. And flipping Arsenal. Wenger beat Mourinho.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should go away more often.
You should.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Who won the Scottish league?
It was Hearts on a technicality. Let's see if Chelsea can win the league at West Brom this weekend. Conte, they can wrap up the week title, but can party pooper Pulis spoil it, Peter? Can he do it? They don't want a party at the Hawthorns where they're not really invited.
Pete, can bottom of the form table West Brom Guardian do anything against Chelsea?
It's the only way to climb out.
Yeah, true.
Into those Champions League
every
spots.
Journey starts with a single step.
Whoever they're playing, it's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently West Brom have taken measures to stop Chelsea fans from buying tickets in the home end.
How are they doing that? Is it like on the website? Is it like one of those capture devices?
I think, yeah. I think
they show you a picture of a black man trying to get on a train. And you go, no. Is this allowed? Yes or no?
I think they interviewed him over a course of a few sentences, and if they don't say anything in rhyming slang,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
They're allowed in.
Yeah, you've got to phone up for the tickets. All right, mate, can I get it? No.
No, you cannot.
A load of Chelsea fans throughout the week just really working hard in the mirror on their Brummie accent.
Yeah. A yawa Chelsea.
Well, they remember when Sir Alex Ferguson's last game in charge of Manchester United was at the Hawthorns, and apparently it was bedlam.
Was that 5-5?
It was 5-5, yeah, but yeah. I think they were 5-2 up.
Right, okay.
I think I remember West Brom like clawing it back to make it 5-5.
That's got to be the only 5-5 in the Premier League ever.
Who knows, Jim?
Oh, Jim, you throw that out.
Don't ask a question, you don't have the answer.
It's such a weird scoreline.
I can't think of another
such
one.
Such a weird scoreline.
Are you trying to do my accent? Yeah. You sounded more like a Brummie person.
He's practising for when he wants a home ticket in the West Brom.
I remember a 4-4 once.
Pete, you're the weird scoreline. You're the weird scoreline of this show.
So the league could be won on a Friday night. How do we feel about that?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do anything about it, can we? Well, we cannot do anything about it.
Blame Chelsea.
It will be strange, though, if the league was won on a Friday, and it may well have happened before. I can't think of an occasion. And then you have the whole weekend of football. And you
we
think,
won it on Friday and ruined our weekend.
One for the teenagers.
One for the teenagers.
not even one of their most well-known songs.
I once DJed with Rick Witter, and he played at least 2 Shed 7 songs.
Yeah, well, you would. Yeah.
Is he the lead singer? I mean, that's fairly restrained, isn't it? Just
I played one of mine.
Did you play any One Eyed Willie songs?
That was the name of the band you were in, One Eyed Willie.
Yeah. Got you now, One Eyed Willie. We were rubbish.
The best thing, I might have mentioned this before, but for those of you who don't know, as Marcus says, Pete was in a band called One Eyed Willie. He played the guitar. And the only piece of their oeuvre I've ever seen was a video on YouTube of Pete playing guitar, obviously, in the band for the song. But then Pete, obviously, in the video, didn't think the cameraman was focusing on the lead singer enough. Mm. So every time the camera focused on Pete, he was like nodding and nudging the cameraman on camera to go and talk.
He's a humble
man.
Downplaying your own achievements, even then.
That's why the pilot never came off. It's true.
You're very wiry.
Yeah, I looked like I had a worm.
Yeah, you did. You did. I agree with that.
Did not look
and
well.
I was tempted to say that your dress has improved since then, but that would be bullshit.
It's certainly changed.
Yeah.
It has changed. Chelsea are going to win the league, aren't they?
They are, very much so.
I mean, they're going to win the league, and it will happen in this game.
Yeah, almost certainly.
But the future of Diego Costa has been in question for a while now.
Mm.
And he recently told a South American broadcaster, "I am the owner of my future, and it does not mean that I'm going to China.
I am also the owner of a private jet, and which way is Beijing? I am the owner of a visa."
I've heard, lots of people, including us on this show, saying that, you know, he had his head turned in January and all that stuff. But I was reading about him a while ago. And a few people were saying that he's not actually really settled into England very well. No. He doesn't really enjoy living here very much. And so that's where this has all come from. And the person I spoke to, they wouldn't be surprised if Atleti went back in for him and he went back to Spain.
Well, there's been big talk of that, hasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much since he arrived. Like, even, I think, the first transfer window since he, you know, since he got to England where he would have been able to be transferred, there was talk of him going back there. So there's obviously some smoke or some fire.
It wouldn't be a bad acquisition, I guess. They're going to lose players, obviously, in the summer.
Well, yeah, if they do a lot Griezmann, worse, wouldn't they? I mean, yeah, as Jim says, there's all the talk of Griezmann, whether he does go or
he'd
not.
He'd be a good 40 million cheaper as well.
But Atletico, like, we just said, everyone says it, that they're open door of strikers. It's just incredible. Crazy. Although I don't think, apart from Torres has gone back there, but Diego Costa, I mean, it would be fantastic for Atletico Madrid to have him back there. But Chelsea, with Diego Costa going, I mean, they will be looking to strengthen, especially.
They're going to strengthen regardless, for sure, I think. Yeah. And, you know,
Swap deal.
I do think they will win the league on Friday night. But if you fancy West Brom to put a delay on proceedings, and that's what it will be, a delay, then they're 9-1 with Bet365 to win at the Hawthorns on Friday night. So £10 returns £100, including stake.
I can't see Diego Costa back to Atleti and Torres back to Chelsea.
God. That'd be mad.
That would be fantastic.
If West Brom do delay the inevitable,
how
important was that West Ham loss be for Spurs? I'd be like, oh no. Imagine if they don't.
Yeah. Well, that's football though, Peter, isn't
that's
it?
That's football.
Happens all the time.
That's what football.
We're probably going to get a chance to talk about this on Monday anyway, but just briefly, the fact that Conte's come in and won the Premier League in his first season is fantastic.
It's a different class.
It's almost been glossed over a little bit, I think. Maybe just on this show, I don't know. But I think when you move to a new country, a totally new country, and you've never really spent any, as far as I know, he's not really spent a huge amount of time there before. I mean, just if you just think about on a human level, the amount of distraction there'll be in moving to a new country, and also grabbing the squad by the balls, because their morale was rock bottom. I remember someone saying that who was it who took over for a temporary amount of time? Was it Gus Hiddink? At Chelsea after Mourinho to try to sort him out.
Yeah.
And he said the morale was absolutely rock bottom. Rock bottom. And then contact to go and completely sort it out. And to win the Premier League in the first season. I know they haven't had European football.
Well, Rafa won the Europa League in his...
he did.
You know,
he did.
In his interim period.
Well, Rafa Benitez has won trophies wherever he's gone. I mean, he's a really underrated manager.
Well, he's got another one the other day, didn't he?
Exactly, for the collection.
The one that he wanted.
Yeah. So, I mean, well done to Chelsea, I have to say that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Arsenal away to Stoke City. A good couple of wins on the bounce for Arsenal since their crappy display.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Southampton game was good because they've been a bit of a bogey side of late. They smashed us at St Mary's last year. I think it was 4-0. Shane Long terrorised us.
A few bogey sides for Arsenal.
Yeah, quite a few down the league. But actually, I mean, this is a difficult game for us. We've got a 12.5% win percentage at Stoke, and that's our second, it's a joint second worst in the Premier League era. It's only Man United away at Man United that's worse. So, like, I mean, people are looking at the fixtures we've got as all being winnable, but this is tough, and Stoke will want to put the brakes on Arsenal sort of charging towards the top four as well. So this is a tough one. And Mark Hughes is unbeaten in his last eight home Premier League meetings with Wenger, which spreads across five clubs. So this is a big ask. Just going under the radar a bit.
Stat attack from Jim Campbell there, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate it. 12.5%.
Rubbish.
It's not good enough, mate. But come on, Arsenal. You mentioned it before. Classic Arsenal.
With them a little bit.
The pressure's off. Right, don't have to worry about finishing above or behind Spurs. That's already done now.
Don't have to worry about looking silly, because you already do. It's sort of mired right in it.
But Wenger was purring after that win against Southampton.
A similar pattern to the Man United game. The first half was really, really dull, and then Arsenal woke up a bit and found a higher gear than the opposition and put it to bed. It was a great goal from Sanchez.
Was it the most under the radar Premier League game in history?
It could well be.
I didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah. Well, that was a bit of Champions League going on.
You were quite, exactly. The first I knew about it, I think I was checking. I was looking at some information on the Champions League game on one of the Sky Sports app or something. I was like, oh, geez, Arsenal playing tonight. Yeah, I didn't know that. I had no idea. But anyway,
it was only actually announced on teletext.
Yes, is that right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you found it.
I need to get back.
It was announced by Banner.
Yeah.
Arsenal could well finish in the top four.
If they win all three games.
They've got to play Sunderland, which will definitely be a draw.
Yeah.
That happened last year. And then Everton at home. I mean, it's
sickening that they've got themselves in this position.
We've got a game in hand over Liverpool, which is obviously the Stoke game, which is must win. So.
But do you think, Luke, would it be sort of annoying, in a sense, if Arsenal finish fourth? Because they're so frustrating. That's why I'm asking Luke. They're so frustrating. And if they do finish fourth, Wenger
would be great, Marcus.
Wenger would get a new contract.
Yeah?
Sorry. Wenger will announce his new contract.
I'm staying on.
He has it.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, Marcus, I don't really care.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think
title winning Portsmouth supporter.
I think, you know, I only really deal in the sort of top one or two positions. But the point is that
Spurs instant 10 points.
The whole saga is just so unbelievably boring. It's untrue now. And I wouldn't be surprised if Arsenal do it, because they can win when they don't need to win. I mean, obviously they need to win, but you understand what I mean when the pressure's not on. I thought you were going to mention just that weird thing that Mark Hughes said about Solo Berahino.
Yes, I did.
I thought that's what you were going to ask me.
Alright,
so I was a little bit distracted. He said that if Berahino can have the same season next season,
similar
season next season that Romelu Lukaku's had this season, everyone would be a lot happier at Stoke.
Why stop with him?
Yeah. More specific, he said that next season, as you say, with that equation, Stoke could finish in the top seven, i.e. finish seventh.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, it's an enormous ask. And also, you're then assuming that the rest of the components all fall into place.
Well, to be fair, if Marko Arnautovic can become the next Pele next season, then it will.
If he can become, like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he's got a similar look.
A guy who I used to work with got drawn as one of the cover stars on the Beano, and I made the point, he was really proud of it, and I did sort of say to him, you realise the Beano artists can draw anyone,
why are they
stopping with you?
Didn't the guy from the Beano die recently?
The Bash Street Kids artist.
Yeah.
Very sad. Yeah. They were my favourite.
Apart from the sad passing of that particular gentleman, what are you talking about?
Well, my point is, The Beano artist could have drawn anyone, and they drew somebody I knew.
Yeah.
Who's got a level of fame that is, you know, you'd probably say middling, and that person would admit it as well. Right. But they could have drawn anyone. So probably not Superman, because that would be against it. But like, they could draw Pele. They could have drawn Messi. They could have drawn anyone.
Sorry, Pete. I just want to get this clear in my own mind. Sorry, Marcus. Right.
Yeah.
I'm really trying hard to get the neurons to my brain to link up what you're saying to what we were just talking about.
Okay.
So if Berahino has a brilliant season next season and emulates Lukaku,
Stoke
can finish seventh, right? And so I've got that boxed away. I've got that there. We all agree on that.
Yeah.
Your mate got drawn in the Beano.
And they could have drawn anyone.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to stop with him. They could have drawn someone much more famous.
But I mean, however many times you say that, it doesn't clarify.
Mark Hughes could have just said, well, if Berahino plays like Messi or Ronaldo next season.
Oh, I get it.
Stop there.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
I understood that ages ago. I just wanted to see him. I wanted you to show you working.
I get it now, but I think sadly a lot of listeners would have turned on.
Good, don't need them.
So listen, if you think Stoke have got a chance of featuring the Beano this week, if you think Stoke are 4-1 with Bet365 to beat Arsenal, so £10 returns £50 including the stake. Jim doesn't sound that confident.
Mm.
A whole barrage of stats supporting for Mark Hughes' boys. But yeah, 4-1 with Bet365 for a Stoke win.
Yeah. Can we see a lacklustre performance from Mesut Ozil in that game?
Ozil's played very well in the last couple of games.
There was talk of him some mad assist stat that I couldn't believe was true, and I can't even remember it. That's how good it is. Because every time I've seen him more recently, I didn't see him last night. Again, I didn't even know the game was happening, so I couldn't see. I was watching the Madrid derby.
You don't know my arguments are happening, mate.
But is it fair to say, Jim? Is it not? It's not just like a cliche thing that everyone's jumping on board because it's tabloid press chat, that he has been really poor like before that.
His form hasn't been great, but we've said this on the show before, an interesting thing to think about is that his running stats are generally higher than Sanchez's in every game. It's just that Sanchez has that burst of pace where it looks like he's really putting the effort in. So his form hasn't been great, but his work rate hasn't been bad, if that makes sense. Some of the criticism is unfair. Well.
He did kick a door.
To be fair, he's probably trying to just set someone up to get it through a bigger door.
Do you reckon he booted the door so then someone could really stylishly close it?
It's like the butterfly effect.
Something happens
in a game in Brazil.
Yeah.
I did find it funny. He said his critics make him stronger. And I thought, has he heard them?
Yeah. How many crickets? How many critics does he need before
he
turns
it in? My crickets make me stronger. Open the coat full of insects.
Right, that's how I get my glide. Well, on that note, we must go to a break. We'll be back after this.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Linvoy Primus and you're listening to the Football Ramble. Hi, I'm Linvoy Primus and you're listening to the Football Ramble.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Preview Show, everybody. It's now time for emails with that guy,
Pete
Donaldson. Diggory Donaldson.
Pete, what you came for?
You get into these, have you drawn a Beano character on your running order?
Thank you. No, I drew Tony Pulis.
Okay.
While you were yapping on about nonsense.
That's a little bit more comforting to me.
Yeah.
It looks quite good. Why has his hat come off his head?
He's surprised.
And also, why is there one with what looks like a swastika
Berahino's
on his forehead?
He's got a swastika.
He's got a fishing rod, hasn't he?
No, he's just that's just his hands.
And
that was like, I started drawing like a H and then I turned an H. And then I...
Should we do an email?
Let's have an email.
Let's have the emails.
Jim's pulling rank on the class system, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
Right, go on.
Seriously, Jim, you will get some of these working class characters knocking about. you can't hammer them anymore.
Read the Beano. Jack French from That London. There we go. I want to share with you another random act of footballer's kindness story. Yes. Back in 2014, I met the Bernie Gaffer Sean Dyche at a motorway service station. We started to chat about the game. The season as a whole, but most importantly, our food. He went for a cheeseburger meal, I went for a chicken burger and a large Fanta. Okay. Man after your own heart there, yeah. Marcus.
Mm-hmm. Marcus likes a Fanta. I like a Fanta Zero.
Man after your own enlarged heart.
Mid-sentence, Daishi opened up his burger and said, "Do you want these?" Invitingly pointing at his gherkins.
Magnificent.
to someone he'd never met before?
Yeah.
That is super.
Not a euphemism.
But did they invite him to get his fingers in there, or did he take him out?
Oh, I don't know, actually, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Sounds like, I don't know.
It's a key detail, that.
Have you ever fingered a manager's burgers? Do let us know. Shortthefootballramble.com. He says, now you can say what you like about English managers being unsuccessful. I've never seen one of your Jose Mourinho types offering up any form of pickled cucumber to the public.
If you have, get in touch, because maybe he has. Mm. Yeah.
Has anybody from the world of football ever offered you a pickled item?
What would you rather from your manager? Offering pickled thingies or winning league titles?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive. I mean, you could be a gherkin fan and still...
Yeah. Based on the evidence we have, they are.
I'm a pickles!
A gherkin is quite a divider. Pete, you're a gherkin man.
I'm a gherkin man.
Are you, Marcus?
Of course not.
No, are you, Jim?
Yeah, I like a gherkin.
Okay. It took me a while, but I'm on board.
It's 50-50 then, is it?
Probably not, because we're 50-50.
Jim, I've seen you remove gherkins from burgers, not just your own.
You've known me a long time.
Yeah, okay, you've changed. Your tastes have changed.
He's a pleasure denier. Just eat it at the end.
Don't be hating his personal development.
I have like massive slice of gherkins instead of the burger, and then I have little burgers.
Do you take out the burger?
Yeah, I take out the burger.
You're so wacky. Yeah.
Jack, hi Ramblers. I've held up
another Jack.
Honestly, there are about three or four emails from Jacks this week.
Let's only do Jacks.
A week of Jacks. You don't know Jacks. Shortthefootballramble.com.
Let's only do emails from Jack for the rest of these shows existing.
Okay. We could have four of a kind here.
He's got a footballing story, so everyone shush the hell up. Mr. Rain Rooney was at a horse racing meet. He attended one of the larger horse racing events. He can't say anything else about the day, apparently, because he works for somebody. But the waitress who brought Wayne Rooney drinks all evening tipped £800.
You're being serious?
Whoa. Amazing. Rooney, that's top of the tree. Yeah. He was quite high anyway, wasn't he?
Rooney did £800.
£800.
That is incredible.
For the waitress.
I've got a feeling Wayne Rooney's a really nice person. Oh. Yeah. I think he might be a really nice guy. That just backs it up. Mm.
Tinkety tong gold fruit and down with the Nazis, says Jack.
Yeah, we can all get behind.
Curtis says, Harry makes my blood boil, the same as Luke, and he hasn't even bankrupted my club. On the last show, you talked about how he has a rapport with the journalists. Also, listen, how many times he brings up his wife, Sandra. Why do we care? And can you name another manager's wife?
Can I name another manager's wife?
I don't think I can.
No.
It's a difficult one, that.
Yeah.
He did. Chris Coleman.
Go on.
The Sky Sports News reader.
So no, then.
No.
Come
on.
Natalie Sawyer.
No.
No, we can't.
We literally can't.
Oh, that's annoying.
I know what you mean, but you literally haven't named her.
Yeah, but I've forgotten her name.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
and managers' wives will not become a feature on this show, let's make that very clear. He did go on to say, Mr. Harry, that Conte would have done the same job as Moyes.
Okay.
Just strange.
Yeah, that's a real thing that's going on. It's bubbling under again at the moment. You guys would have recognised it and noticed it every so often. Mm. Every so often, BBC Radio 5 Live get older English players and current and ex-English managers.
Right.
And they do like a magazine programme for an hour about how foreign managers are rubbish and the English managers don't get the chance.
Isn't it called The Past Was Better? Yeah. Is that right?
everyone agrees. Yeah. And they think, it used to be brilliant and now it's terrible because of foreign people coming into the game. Mm. Then they all go down the local for a pint of ale and vote for Brexit on the way home.
Yeah.
And then everyone just says, as Jim said, it's better.
Yeah,
it's better.
Okay,
they give away Daily Mail subscriptions as prizes.
Yeah. People didn't even need front doors back then.
Yeah. If you are listening, Daily Mail, we are interested.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Two final ones. Murray Nielsen says that Ramble Force Hot are greetings, Ramblers. If we don't say that anymore. We don't say that anymore.
Well, we do now because you've said it.
Here's my story. It does involve a footballer handing over more money than the sum of the bill. I was working as a bartender in one of Birmingham's supposedly cool and trendy bars.
Name it. In the early
2000s, I don't know what it is, but the bar put on a casino night one night. Later on in the evening, I served a round of drinks to a polite gentleman who, getting in with the spirit of the evening, was wearing black tie. He inquired as to whether the evening was to raise money for charity or not. I replied that it was. The gentleman immediately handed me his bank card and asked me to run it through for £200. I looked down at the card. The gentleman's name was Hugo Ekiogo.
Oh, top man, the late great Hugo Ekiogo.
And finally, for now, Joe says, "Hi guys, please change the emails back to the end of the show. The fact that you're hearing this right now means, Joe, you have failed."
I've got an email here actually. Just quickly, sorry to jump on the back of this, Pete. It says, "Hello, Ramblers. Hi, everyone. Back in 2006, I was working in the toilet of a nightclub."
Is that from Steve at hotmail.com?
in the central London nightclub, which I won't.
It wasn't central London, it was Clapham. So.
Well, just reading the email, mate.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want a name.
After I chatted to a gentleman who came into the urinal and relieved himself, and then helped him wash his hands and sprayed him with some cologne. He then refused to pay me a tip before sweatily shuffling after his checkbook, writing me a check out for £15, which then subsequently bounced.
Sounds like who is that mystery man?
That man was Don Peterson. And that's from Steve at hotmail.com.
I love that guy. He's got all the Rambler secrets.
Best mates with Kevin Carruthers. So there we are.
Old school.
Crystal Palace face Hull, an enormous one, Jim. An enormous one that could have long-lasting consequences for the loser, if there is a loser, because a draw is possible.
Absolutely. Well, they drew 3-3 in September, didn't they? So,
did they?
Goals!
Yeah, possibly. Allardyce described this match as bigger than a cup final. He also instructed his players to put their best games in their minds and say to themselves on a daily basis, that is what I'm going to produce.
And save it. Save your progress.
I can't imagine Allardyce being a sort of Tony Robbins character, sort of motivational speaker.
Oh, no, you know, he is.
I think he probably is,
When he took the England job, that was one of the reasons why he wanted to take it, because he was so it was so evident that the England players were used to defeat and there was a bad mood in the camp and so on, and I can't even get it.
I thought he just wanted to put a napkin on his head.
He pressed quick save and then went for the weight meeting.
But Marcus, am I right in saying that they got Palace got Sacco in? They were brilliant. They won.
That's right.
They just couldn't stop winning. They weren't conceding. Sacco became injured.
Yeah.
And they haven't won a game since.
They won at Liverpool, didn't they?
Of course they did.
When he was there, so they did get a good win. But he was there. Maybe his presence on the bench.
He was on the bench.
They've been pretty bad against teams around them at the bottom as well, which has obviously really massively gone against them.
So. And by the way, no team in the Premier League has got more injuries at the moment than Palace.
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho said that he's not got a first team.
They've got one fewer, apparently, United, officially.
Right?
Scott Dan, James Tompkins, Joel Ward, Johan Kabaya, all doubts for the game. I mean, they may not be fit, and plus all the other injuries they've got, the long-term ones as well. And Palace go away to Man United on the last day.
And
people say, you know, United, they'll be focused on the Europa League and everything like that. Have a think about it and think about how desperate those Manchester United players are going to want to be to play their way into the final first 11. I said on Monday I would back Palace to be relegated just because of the price. They're 12-1 to be relegated from the Premier League with Bet365 this season. So £10 returns £130 including the stake. If they lose this game against Hull, I really fear for them, because if you look at the other fixtures, Palace could be relegated with 38 points. This is a massive game for them. They've got to think about how they approach it as well, because you can make a decent argument to say that a draw would be fine for them because at this stage of the season they're denying Hull getting an extra 2 points.
I think a draw would be.
But how do you approach
Palace?
A game like that?
They have to go out for the win, don't they?
Pretty much. Yeah.
And you know, they're the home side, and that will probably suit Hull. They'll probably try and catch him on the break.
But you wonder how Hull's morale will be, having just lost to Sunderland. That's got to throw you. Do you know what I mean? At home, especially.
PTSD.
Yeah, quite. Yeah. Well, because, you know, their confidence has been built on their home form, and that's suddenly been shattered by the worst team in the league. So,
I would rather play Spurs at home on the final day if I was Hull than play United away. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Mm. Spurs will probably at that point not be able to come first or third.
Yeah.
They'll be second, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you can't really say it's indicative necessarily, but the final day of last season, they were an absolute shambles, Spurs were.
Yeah.
So, I mean, But then, Palace are in real trouble. I'm telling you.
Old Trafford is quite an easy place to get a point, though, isn't it?
But it might not be enough. A point might not be enough at that point. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, Swansea are away to Sunderland. I mean, despite Sunderland beating Hull, which is just one of the most ridiculous results of the season, if you think about it.
They played with a bit of freedom, Sunderland. It was almost like the monkey was off their back, and they just played with freedom. I mean, Hull should be ashamed of themselves, obviously.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean they'll beat Swansea at home.
But Swansea away to Sunderland, then home to West Brom on the last day.
Yeah.
You know, Swansea have to be thinking 6 points then.
Yeah, definitely.
And if Swansea get 6 points, surely they're safe.
They're out of it.
Surely they
are.
You know, so it's so different. Like, there's so many twists and turns, because Hull, you know, we before the Sunderland game, you thought, well, Hull were, what, 2 points in front of Swansea? You know, at home to Sunderland, Swansea were playing, was it Everton?
I think they were, yeah.
You know, you thought to yourselves, well, surely Hull will make more ground then and all but secure themselves. And now it's swung back the other way. Palace have been dragged in.
It seems so weird to say that Palace have got a 4-point cushion between them and relegation.
Right? Yeah.
But you still fear for Palace.
Yeah.
I would take, I mean, I'm not talking about the points total, I would take Swansea and Hull's final games over Palace's.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely
agree.
So
it's a massive game.
It really
absolutely
is.
Absolutely huge. And it's a must watch.
Yeah.
It's a must watch. Go on.
Sorry, I thought you were going
to
do the
odds. No, I'm waiting for you, mate. I've done the odds already. I said they're 12-1 to be relegated with Bet365.
Forgive me,
brother.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I'm getting giddy at this relegation business.
The listeners don't listen to me either. It's fine.
Tottenham Hotspur face Manchester United in what would have been the thigh rubber of the weekend, but actually I think that Palace Hull one really is, isn't it, in terms of the importance. But it's the last match at White Hart Lane before Spurs go to Wembley for their home matches next season. Are we going to see seats being ripped out?
Well, one would hope not. One would hope not.
Maybe, though. Who knows?
But again, it is saving the demolition company a job.
I'd encourage it.
Maybe that's been factored into the cost of the new stadium.
Yeah.
But we'll get them to punch it down.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone's going to charge them for seats, it'll be Levy, wouldn't it? Apparently, they're available to purchase for £50 each.
Wow.
That's not too bad, is it? How much is turf? They always do turf, don't they?
Don't know. Not sure.
I guess it's hard to pull up because it's half plastic, isn't it? The modern football pitch.
I had a bit of the Fratton Park pitch once.
Did you?
Yeah, grabbed it, yeah.
From
outside the white lines, you know, the sort of overspill bit outside the white lines. We were on the pitch for a testimonial. Whose testimonial was it? Paul Walsh's testimonial.
Yeah.
And Paul Gascoigne played. It's back in the day. Yeah, everyone went on the pitch. It was when Gazza had his bleach blonde little crop. Remember, he was at Rangers at the time, I think.
Yeah.
And people were grabbing pieces of the grass from the side of the pitch and stuff.
That's naughty.
Handy if you want to curse someone.
Help myself. So,
you'd think
exactly. Absolutely. And if the club want to come at me, then come at me.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Makes me literally a shareholder.
That's right. It would have been the old money, certainly.
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho said that obviously winning the Europa League is his priority.
Yeah.
Did he?
Has he said that?
He has it a few times. He said a lot of things.
I want to say it, but you go ahead.
No,
Marcus, it's your show. You go ahead.
It's not my show. It's our show. Yeah. And as much, you were jumping in there.
Jose Mourinho said in the press conference, I think yesterday, it might have been yesterday, that the Europa League semi-final second league against Celta Vigo is the biggest game in Man United's history.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Yeah? What'd you say about that, Pete?
Hubris.
What's your Beano artist going to say about that?
That's the sort of thing, I don't know, Minnie the Minx might say.
Yeah.
Trying to remember a Beano character then.
Yeah, I know, you struggled. You did struggle. I was pretty surprised, actually.
Yeah.
That's what Herbert from the Bastard Kids might say.
That's what Walter the Softy would say.
That's what Billy Whiz might say.
Yeah. Was Billy Whiz Beano? Was he Dandy?
No, he was Beano.
Beano. Grow up, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Ivy the Terrible.
Roger the Dodger, who I enjoy because he was just a con man. Just a cheat.
Back in the day, that was fine, wasn't it? Fair game.
But Man United, they've just gone through against Celta Vigo. So it's the most important. I mean, only just, it was touch and go. But it's the most important result and win in Manchester United's history, and they did it with Jose Mourinho in charge.
What Mourinho was saying, though, was he was being a bit crafty to make some headlines. One thing he was saying that it's the most important game because it's the next one. Ah, I tricked you and you've clicked on the link. But yeah, I think like he's made so much of this. If they lose, it will be so
funny. They've gone through.
No, in the final.
Yeah, the final.
Is it the only trophy United have never won?
I think that's right.
Yeah, he did say that.
To be fair to Mourinho, I mean,
actually, they've never won the Emirates Cup, so.
Joke's on them.
Yeah.
I don't think Man United fans, I mean, back in the sort of heyday, the sort of, you know, let's say the 98-99 season, Man United fans wouldn't dare to dream of winning a league and Europa League Cup double, would they? Dream stuff for them.
I understand that, you know, that the position they're in now is in the Europa League. So
yeah,
go ahead and win that trophy.
Win what you're in.
But, you know, some people aren't having it. Roy Keane, mainly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What's he saying? Just don't even turn up.
Yeah. He said that he previously called Manchester United seasons a season embarrassing, even if they win the Europa League.
A lot of people are getting really upset. Like, I think James Milner said he was going to be sick or something.
Yeah, he said if Liverpool don't get to the Champions League, it'll make him feel sick.
Yeah, because he said that they had a target of winning the title this season. That's right.
Mm.
But I mean, that doesn't really mean anything, does it?
If he is sick, though, Fraser Fawcett is going to be looming over the top of him, swords in his air,
catching it,
and then dropping it.
He should have done a sick before the penalty, like Zidane did against England. Maybe it helped him get all those nasties.
James Milner is not Zinedine Zidane.
Not at the moment.
Just reliable.
I mean, look how good Zidane's doing in the old manager.
Anyway, I think that's the Spurs United game. Well, and truly proved it.
Wayne Rooney said he'd like to stay at Old Trafford.
Yeah, well. I mean, it's not really. Yeah. I'd
like to play for Arsenal. Yeah.
I'd like to be in the Beano.
Have his performances said that he'd like to stay on track? I would argue no.
Yeah. No. Do you know what I thought to myself? I don't think Wayne Rooney will move that far. I say that
on the
far
pitch.
Abroad. Yeah. I don't think he'll go to China. He doesn't strike me as the type. I don't think he'd like to stay in England, actually.
Yeah, of course he would. I think he'd like to stay in the northwest of England.
Yeah.
Well, there was talk of Everton, wasn't there? Koeman was talking up the possibility of signing him earlier in the season.
I'm not sure Everton would want him because I think that he would get in the way. Would he swap the northwest for the northeast?
You're desperate to link him to Newcastle, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Yeah. It'd be one of those situations where he's been such a servant for United, he'd probably go for peanuts, so Mike Ashley would love that.
It would be Nicky Butt part two.
Yeah. Didn't he, didn't Newcastle bid for him before he went to Man United?
I thought, yeah,
I think that was a bit of a smoke streak. Yeah. Bye, everyone. that was the football ramble. I'm back in the hot seat. Goodbye, everyone. No.
Smoke stream.
Look, Newcastle.
That's like one of your seedy online handles, that.
No, that's my modified soda stream.
Rafa's obviously been promised every last penalty they earned from promotion.
I want Pete's take on this.
Yeah,
big time.
I do as well. Mike Ashley has said that Rafa's going to get every last penny. Mm. Not the previous 99 pennies or pound.
Yeah.
Every last pound coins that are going out of service in October. Yeah. All of them. You'll have all of them. In the bottle of whiskey.
Joke's on you, Pete, because actually those £1 coins are legal tender until October, and the transfer window shuts at the end of August.
There you are, you see.
It works. I think it's a lot more positive than I thought it was going to be.
That's annoying, isn't it?
It's really annoying. Really annoying.
Come on, Newcastle, going in for Rooney, you'd have a bit of that.
No, Pete, I wouldn't. Because I've watched him this season, Marcus.
Pete,
Rooney?
If you could take, for Newcastle now, next season, if you could take a valiant effort, and they're relegated in 18th on goal difference, would you take it now?
Well, no, that wouldn't be much fun at all.
Why? Decide on the final day.
What do you mean decide on the final day?
I'll tell you what. I'll chuck a couple of showpiece wins at home for Chelsea and Man United.
No. Throw in a fifth round cup success.
Okay. All right. But you can relegate on the final day in 18th.
All right, we'll check.
There's the shake.
Yeah,
I love that.
Going back to the last game at White Hart Lane. Yeah. Sure to be an emotional affair for all the Spurs fans, I expect.
Indeed.
But Spurs are 8-11 to win this one on their final a farewell at their home ground. £10 will return £17.27 with Bet365, and that includes the steak that I'm so fond of.
You know, Mourinho hasn't won a league game there since August 2005. So
that's his first season, isn't it? No, second season maybe.
No, that would be his first season at Chelsea.
No, he won the league in 2004-05, so it'd be his second season.
Yeah, 2004-05.
Yeah, August 2005, second season.
Second season. You've got to think about these things.
Second season.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. Sorry, can you just confirm it's the second season?
I don't think we've got time to do the
maths. It was praying on my mind.
Have we got time for the bet of the week?
Of course we have.
I got a second season.
Yeah, we've always got time for the bet of the week with Bet365. Mm-hmm. Okay, our Icelandic pal is no longer in the hot seat.
He's gone.
It's frozen him out. and now, step forward, Mr. Michael Laurie. This will be a nice surprise for Michael, because I normally email back people with their Bet of the Week suggestions if they've been successful. I forgot to do it with Michael, so he's going to hear this for the first time on this show now.
Nice.
Well done, Michael Laurie. Is it spelled as in Lorry?
No.
Laurie.
Yeah, exactly.
I've met Laurie's before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
No, go on. It sounds like you've got a bit of a story to tell there, mate.
No. Okay. You used to play football with
I'll wrestle it back.
Yeah.
He says, my choice for Bet of the Week is Bournemouth to beat Burnley with over 2.5 goals in the game.
Saucy.
My reasoning behind this is Burnley have already got their one away win out of the way. So that's fine. They can go back to not worrying about it.
Yep.
Also, the majority of Bournemouth home and Burnley matches have had... have had over 2.5 goals, so I'm expecting a high scoring game.
Mm. Yeah, Bournemouth have scored a few goals this season.
Yeah, also Bournemouth, I guess because they're so near a beach, don't appear to be on it.
No, they're always
on it. There's no novelty.
They can always look at it.
So they look quite motivated, don't they?
He also finishes by saying, all the best and come on the Gorgie boys.
Now you're talking.
So this is 15-8 with Bet365. So £50 returns £143.75, including stake, with all proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK. You must be over the age of 18 to gamble, and please gamble responsibly. And for more information, go to gamblerware.co.uk.
Yeah, Bournemouth have scored, I think, one more goal this season in the league than Manchester United.
Right? There we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Palace haven't been short of goals either, I don't think. I mean, it's not been their goal scoring that's kept them, got them in trouble, as far as I remember.
You're doing a bit of a Pardew. Pardew kept saying that. Well, if you look at the amount of goals we've scored, but he's forgetting the amount of goals we can see.
That's only, because that's only half of the story, isn't it?
Yeah. You didn't put them in yourself, Alan.
I think I likened it, didn't I, to the Crystal Maze?
You did.
We've got loads of gold. But you got 200 silver, though.
You're in jail.
Shall we look ahead to the weekend?
Let's look ahead to the weekend. I've tried a new system, so you have to bear with me, all right? So
okay.
I might need you to fill in
ready
between
for
them.
For the weekend!
There's your filler.
It's not helping.
Well, you can find your emails and I'll do this.
Yeah, but I need you to fill in between them, not before it.
All right.
Yeah, all right, ready?
And I'll do this.
This is for C.A. Watson. I'm looking forward to Borough fans not telling me that we can stay up. Also looking forward to eventually finishing bottom of the league after Sunderland start winning every single one of your games.
Yeah, amazing. Nice.
Now you sing. Thanks, mate. Okay, I'm ready. Louis Parrott, I'm looking forward to watching West Ham beat Liverpool to once again give Arsenal a top four finish. Yeah. So I can laugh at Arsenal fan TV for yet another season while the board inevitably give another contract to Arsene Wenger.
So an FA Cup winner and a fourth place finish?
Indeed.
It'll be all right. Worst seasons have happened.
And I'll end on this one. This is a very good one from Ben Wheatland. I'm looking forward to being a few steps closer to learning who Swindon's new manager will be. Tim Sherwood, fellow Swindon fans will be happy to learn, is a mere 18-1 to land this dream job. Hashtag one more year.
That's class. Did you see the Paulinho quote? Former Spurs player,
yeah.
Paulinho.
Did he say I was really good until AVB left and that English man was in charge?
Englishman. Pretty much
that
exactly
market trader.
I'm offended by that.
Yeah. Excellent.
That English man.
Oh, dearie me.
I can't even remember him.
That's so good, isn't it?
Doesn't even consider him to be an actual manager.
not worthy of learning his name.
No.
He's the manager for crying out loud. Oh, dear. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365.
Should we have a little plug for the old Hackney Empire show?
I was going to say, yeah.
Go on, Pete Donaldson.
Well, we're doing a show at the Hackney Empire on the 27th of May. I got it in my head as well. It's going to be brilliant. There's going to be thrills, spills,
and automobiles.
And we're going to have a bloody old laugh, so come down.
The tickets are selling pretty fast now. There are still a few left up in the circle, which is a lovely spot. It's a great theatre, so do check it out.
It's a great view wherever you sit.
HackneyEmpire.co.uk.
And you're not going to get wet.
Well, I don't know. Your aim is better these days. Yeah.
HackneyEmpire.co.uk or our pinned tweet on Twitter, which is /footballramble.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. It's been lovely talking to you once again. We will be back, of course, at the start of next week. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye and welcome back, Marcus. It's been lovely to have you back here.
Say goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye, Marcus. Hairy boy.
And it's goodbye from me.
Little hairy boy.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be.
Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.